Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. You're with me, Helen Booth, and today we are speaking to top 10 winner from January 2018.
1,000 years old.
Welcome, Astrid, and welcome, Di. Di's here as well. She's going to have a little bit of a chat with us as well. So welcome, Astrid.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell us a bit about Astrid.
Okay, Astrid's 57. She's been married for 34 years to Alan. Have four sons, ranging in age from 33 to 21, but I forget how old they are and what year, and sometimes I forget their names. And I've got two grandchildren.
Let me tell you, there's like Samuel 33, Nicholas 29, Zachary 24, and Nathaniel 21. There you go.
Excellent. Because normally it's, hey, Zach, Nathaniel, or whatever your bloody name is.
So the challenge. Tell us about your challenge, your very first challenge.
My very first challenge was in the beginning of 2015. I'd been at a gym for a little while but wasn't really getting anywhere, and someone actually mentioned to me, someone I'd met at the gym, and she told me about the challenge and said, you should do that. So I had a look online and I thought, you know what, I'll give that a crack. So I'd already lost a fair bit of weight from probably being considered morbidly obese up to that point, and carrying a lot of extra weight for many years and no exercise. Wasn't interested, hadn't found my thing, and I didn't have time. I just did not have time to go to the gym, nor financially was I able to put that time aside to do any form of exercise either. So I had a look at the challenge and I decided I'd give it a go. I loved it straight away. Loved it. I actually found that I lost quite a considerable more amount of weight in that initial challenge. I reckon it was initially probably about 12 kilos. And at that time, to me, it was all about losing weight, all about losing weight. I did all the training program. I did what I was told, but I don't think I really pushed myself very far with the weights. I tended to stick a little bit more to the cardio stuff and lost the weight. At the end of that first challenge, I thought I was freaking awesome.
You were, though.
Well, yeah, but I thought it was awesome that somebody should pick me to be the winner. But no, I wasn't that awesome because I hadn't quite figured out what I was doing. So I went on.
12 kilos. That was 12 kilos in 12 weeks.
Yeah, it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I suppose it was pretty good. But I think in retrospect, I was quite skinny. If that, I don't like to use that word, but I kind of not understood that I should be training harder, lifting weights.
Yeah.
But it was a good intro for me because then I realized, you know, okay, so now I've lost some weight and muscle. So I went on and did a second challenge at the end of that same year.
Did you skip a challenge?
Well, back then there was only two challenges a year.
Okay, yep, okay. Yeah, more than me.
Yeah, so I did 2 in 15.
Yep.
Yeah, I did 2 in 15, 2 in 16, and 2 in 17. I skipped the middle one, I reckon, in 17. That's when you started the three challenges.
Yeah.
So I think the first time I hit top 50 was in 17, I think. Yeah.
And how was that, getting into the top?
That, irrespective of the fact that, you know, I was ultimately doing the challenge because I was trying to improve my long-term health and to continue to age in a healthy way. But the validation of working so hard and hitting the top 50, I burst into tears. It was like all the ice cream flavors in the world day. It was so good that I cried.
Which was your hardest challenge?
I reckon probably the one last year after I had the bilateral foot surgeries.
Yeah.
That was a challenging challenge. That was really hard. I was so restricted in what I could do, but I could only control the controllables, which was basically diet and trying to just work around the training program because I absolutely loved the training program. But I think physically and mentally that was probably the hardest one for me.
Yeah. Just go back to your surgery. Mm. What did you actually have done?
I had big, ugly, what I called onion bunions on both feet, and they were restricting how I trained, and they were really quite painful. And I've had them like probably 20 years, so I got to the point where something had to be done. So my toes had needed corrective surgery. So I had a whole bunch of metal put in both feet, so, and had, I guess, foot plastic surgery. Would that be the right way to say? So, yeah.
Yeah, and just goes to show that just because you have you've got something wrong, that you can still train and you can still eat because your nutrition is 80% of
yeah. Well, and on top of that, I think that was the second time I hit the top 50. So I made top 50 even with those restrictions.
So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. So, you know, I see people saying, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that because my knees hurt or this hurts or that hurts. You can do it. You've just got to modify what you do and work around it.
Mm. You say in your bio that with every challenge you learn a lot more.
Mm, absolutely. I'm a bit of a Googler. So, you know, I was always Googling different exercises and things like that. So every single challenge, I learned different ways of training. And the nutrition's been pretty steady all the way through. I've sort of understood, you know, that I need to eat for me. And the basic guidelines of the challenge is what carries me through every day. Mm. So I stick to that pretty much on a daily basis. But I think the biggest things I learned every single challenge were mental.
Yeah.
You know, understanding that I could lift that heavy thing. I could do it. And I would always say, oh, no, that's too heavy for me. I can't do that. You know, oh, no, I can't jump on that box. Oh, no, I can't do that. You know, I can't hang from that bar. Oh, no, I can't do that. So learning that each time, and that was more mental.
Yeah.
And I think having the guidance of, because twice during challenges I've had a coach, best decision. It was worth every penny I paid, I think having to be accountable to somebody else, even though I didn't really know that person, it was like I was accountable to them. It was like I had to do it. So that was a really good thing to do. And with having them, they taught me more as well. So I think I still continue to learn. So it's whether it's learning new techniques or understanding different forms of nutrition to help my, you know, unhappy belly, I still continue to learn.
That's good. We all need to keep learning all the time.
Yeah.
The more we learn, the more we learn. But
Yeah.
I think learning something, I try and learn something new every single day. Tell us about the weights room. Your love hate with the weights room in the beginning?
Oh, when I first joined a gym.
Yeah.
Okay. So I joined when I was 50, only because a new one was opening near where I lived. And I thought, oh, that looks interesting. Maybe I'll give that a go. And I also was quite, like I said, big. And I have a mother who suffers from osteoarthritis. So I understood enough to know that I needed to do weight bearing type exercises to help combat that later in life. So I walked in, joined the gym and, you know, stood on the treadmill and just kept looking down the end of the gym, all the boys lifting weights and thinking, I reckon I could do that. Oh, I might be able to do that. But I was too scared to go down there. You know, when you're a certain age, they're younger and you think, oh, I don't know, I'm going to make a jerk of myself. I'm really not, you know. But eventually I thought it was like little baby steps, you know. One day was go pick up a dumbbell and just give that a crack. And then, you know, one day I tried this and one day I tried that. And then it was like an epiphany. It was like, oh, found my place. Never done it in my life till I was 50. Never picked up a weight, had no idea what I was doing, but I loved it.
That is amazing. It's not often you hear someone that, you know, in their 50s that all of a sudden finds weights and just loves them and that's their life now.
I think coming from the fact that I'm extremely uncoordinated, never any good at, you know, sport. I wasn't fast. I wasn't, you know, efficient. I wasn't picked on any teams. You know, lifting weights is my thing. I can do that. So, but stemming off from that, though, and understanding that I am getting older and I need to take care of my cardio health, I've also found a new love. For example, I love HIIT training. I love it. I do it 3 times a week most weeks and then double it up with weights at the end of the day. And I love conditioning training, which to me is a form of HIIT. So, you know, that came after as well because I thought, oh, God, I'm never going to do that, you know, but I do like it now a lot. So,
wow. Oh, well, hopefully they'll rub off on me because I keep going, oh, I'll do that one day. One day I'll do that.
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
I'm not a fan of cardio either. Yuck.
Yeah, but not like, no, I don't want to run on a treadmill or walk on a treadmill. That's boring as batshit, you know. Who wants to do that? So fast, intense, you know, get it done, get your heart rate up. It's awesome. You feel really good after.
Okay, you can do that and we'll sit back with our kettlebells and do our squats and deadlifts.
I do them too.
And I know. Learned how to deadlift, squat and chest press now.
Yes, deadlifting is my favouritest thing in the world. Isn't it weird that, like, when I first started, I found it really, really difficult. Like, it's such a simple movement and yet I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I could not get my head around it. It took me, I reckon, 3 years to figure it out. And now that I've got it, it's my favourite movement. I love it.
I'm loving it too at the moment.
Squats, I do them. Do I love them?
Don't know. And the same with chest press. I'm not a huge fan.
Deadlifts, fantastic. No, and you know what? I think there's an element of, like, you know, I think now I've got a PT as well and he's been trying to get me to chest press 50.
Yeah.
And even, you know, training with my son Nick, he's been trying to get me to chest press 50. I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, ladies. And you know what? I'm not bothered.
No.
Pretty happy with where I am.
Yeah.
And I'll keep doing the movement. But if I never get to 50 kilos, you know, who cares?
No, it doesn't matter what you, as long as you know you're training and
condition,
it doesn't matter what you're actually lifting.
Yep, I am training to the right intensity and doing what's right.
And doing it safely too.
Oh, absolutely. One thing I have learned, particularly during the Maxine's Challenge, is form is everything.
Yeah.
And for anybody, particularly as you get older, and I think it's, look, I don't know, I think it's easier to hurt yourself the older you get. I really do. So form is everything.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's something that in the challenge that we push, you know, drop the weight and keep your form 100%.
When you also get to a certain age, I've got nothing to prove to anybody but myself. So I don't have to go, woo, I deadlifted 100 kilos. Oh, who cares? I'll just deadlift what I can. I'm going to do it well.
Yep. So do it well and do it safely. And you've learned a lot of different routines, and I think you learn a lot of different routines things like that when you do the challenge as well, because we sort
absolutely try to get
workouts.
So I had no concept of, you know, like the way, like the heavy lifting and then doing the drop sets or changing things around or what exercise to put with what exercise. Because like I said, initially I was just kind of going in and waving my arms around in dumbbell curls and thinking, but no concept of what to pair with what and what goes, you know, and what day to train what. So having the guidance for the challenge, having a piece of paper and saying, go do this.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I've particularly noticed over the years doing the challenge since 2015, like I started with the basics.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was, you know, the tone and shape, you know, beginner. And now I can manage and really well the advanced training programs.
Yeah.
So that's just over 3 years.
Yeah. So you've got older, but you've got a lot stronger and faster. Absolutely. Better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so good. Do you have any fears in the gym?
I think I still fear, I actually fear squatting a bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I tend not to go too heavy unless I'm with my PT. I do fear I'm a lot stronger. Yes, I am. Oh, and I might add, I just had a scan and I've gained muscle in my legs. Yeah. So, first time ever.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I do fear squatting. You know how you got the vision in your head that, you know, you're going to drop down and your legs are going to go up through the top of your head or something, you know. And a while back I was doing, I think it was about 75 kilos and I couldn't hold it. I just couldn't. So I had to drop it. And I thought, oh, that's why those safety bars are there.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, that's not for me. So we're back down. Okay. But I fear that. And the other thing I do fear is the other thing that scares me, and I know it's weird, box jumps.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
Do you stand there and you kind of just jerk forward and you kind of I'm do this. And then you stop yourself. I don't know how many times I do that. I still do it now. I'm scared of box jumps.
Yeah.
So, but apart from that, I'll give anything else a go.
Yeah. Favorite exercise?
Deadlifts.
Yeah. Favorite cardio?
Favorite cardio? HIIT training.
Yeah, yuck. you also say that you're very confident in your skin now.
Absolutely. I think when I was bigger, I used to dress up and think, oh, you look all right. You look okay. And then now I realise I was fooling myself.
Yeah.
I was a bit deluded. I didn't look okay at all. I didn't at all. And then it got to the point where, you know, you look at yourself and you go, I don't like this, I don't like that, look at that. You poke yourself and go, I'm a bit bad at doing that. You're okay. You're okay. And I like myself. And I think that's the best thing. And no, you know, I'm definitely not 25. I'm never going to get abs. And you know what? No, I'm not.
You will.
I'm honestly not. But you know what? They're under there.
Yeah.
They're definitely under there. And you know what? I'm never going to squat 100 kilos, and that's okay.
It is okay. I'm never going to do it either.
I actually look at myself when I'm training and I go, you know what? You look okay for an old bird.
Yeah.
Yes, there's vanity involved, but I think it's like I feel good on the inside.
But it's nice.
And I felt good until I started to do the challenge, to be honest.
It's nice to also get a glimpse of yourself in the mirror at the gym and just go, wow, look at those muscles. How good do they look?
I know. And there's kind of like you go, wow, I've got shoulder muscles. You're right. You look at them and you think, wow, look at me. And I never look like that. And if that's vain, well, so be it. I'm vain.
Yeah, me too. I love to see the muscle and see it working. I don't do it in the gym where I train, but I do it at home. Sometimes I'll watch the muscles working.
Yeah.
I love that. I reckon that looks great.
Yeah. And isn't there also too, I've noticed that I remember that when I was bigger, I used to walk hunched forward, like almost like I was trying to hide myself.
Yeah.
And I used to hunch myself forward and just kind of not, I didn't want anybody to see me. Yeah. And now I know that my shoulders are back, my head's up taller, and I walk differently.
I walk with purpose.
Yeah.
Walk with confidence now.
Yeah, definitely.
You're a challenge ambassador as well.
I know. I love it. I like to write stuff, so I never do it when I'm working.
Right.
I do like to write stuff. I love it. It still keeps me involved. It particularly keeps me involved with the over 50s, who I actually, you know, have mentioned before. I think first year that I did the challenge, that group wasn't really active. And then I think maybe it was you, Helen, that started it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I found my tribe.
Yeah.
Because I do train, and I train with younger people if I train my gym, but no one at the gym is my age. I don't have anybody my age that I train with. The person that I train with most is my husband. He just wanders off and does his own thing. And then, tells me what to do. I'm like, who died and made your PT? So I ignore him. But I do train with another friend. She's 39. She's at a totally different stage of life for me. So finding the over 50s group was an epiphany for me, like having people at the same stage of life experiencing the same things with this very different from the younger challengers. Yeah. Doesn't mean that I don't connect from them. And honestly, I've met people here in Adelaide, you know, through doing the Maxine's challenge who are younger and who I still keep in touch with now. But it's good to have people who have the same things in common as me.
Yeah. The same niggles, the same, I say, as weaknesses, the same strength, you know, with the food as well as the training. And it's just connect with people on a bit more of a personal level, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I mean, I guess you could look at it in the challenge as well, that you've got the young mums, you've got people in their 40s, you've got shift workers, you've got all these different groups, and they're all connecting because they have things in common.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we all have in common the fact that we want to be healthy, fit and strong, but it's just nice to have these smaller groups that can chat amongst themselves and say, you know, oh, you know, work was crap, whereas a young mum will go, oh, the baby screamed all night, you know. So it's good to have those connections.
Yeah. And I think the 50s group and the 40s as well is more, a bit more like a chat between everybody.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Because then a lot, you find a lot of them, you know, won't have Facebook. So that's their way of sort of connection in with people with a challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's really good. Would you like to come back for another challenge and be an ambassador again?
Oh, sure, would. I've already decided I'm doing it anyway unofficially because, you know, I do love the first one of the year. It's always post-Christmas and New Year, and it's a great way to start the year. So I was going to do that anyway. But, yeah.
I can do it as an ambassador again.
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think we should all do the January challenge.
We tried to do an in-house one for September, like just at work, and I think a couple of people lasted one day and some didn't even start, and it was just it. I don't actually think anyone actually finished it. So
yeah. No, definitely January would be great, really good. Over Christmas and New Year, I'll be planning on keep sticking to my Maxine's plan. So at the core of it, like I said before, at the core of it, that's what I eat. I eat as per plan.
Yeah.
I always go back to it. You know, I still find myself measuring half a cup of rice, you know, 50 grams of potatoes. It's like stuck in my head now.
I do that too. I weigh all my food and I don't put the guilt on myself when I go out for dinner. Like we're going out for lunch on Saturday. I'll go out and I'll eat what I want to eat and I don't feel the guilt about it because you've still got to live.
Well, funny that you should say that because that's something that I've actually learned over the challenge.
Hard to do though.
It's okay.
Yeah. You know,
it's okay to live. It's okay to have a meal out. It's okay. What's not okay is the next day going, oh, I've blown it. I might as well keep eating, you know, bags of M&Ms or whatever you fancy. Yeah. No, just get back on track again.
Yeah.
But it's okay. And I think the guilt does more damage than the actual eating of the food.
Yeah, for sure. If they just follow the plan, you want to go out for lunch on Saturday, go out and have your lunch, come home and you stick to your plan for dinner and you're just going.
Absolutely.
It's not going to kill you and you're not going to put on the weight or put the fat back, you know, into your body.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. You didn't gain it overnight. So, you know, you didn't lose it overnight. So you're not going to gain it back overnight.
Exactly. And I think at the core of it, if you get that out of your head and try and think it's about putting healthy food into my body.
Yeah.
If I can stick with the basic, just eat healthy.
Yeah.
You're fine. You'll be fine. Yeah.
And also keep eating, you know. A lot of people think that if they starve themselves or they don't eat that meal, that's okay. They'll lose weight. But if you don't fuel your body, you can't operate.
And people don't understand. And what is it? Doesn't it go into famine mode or something? And, you know.
Your body thinks that you're starving it, so it hangs on to all the stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, even if I am going out for dinner, I still eat normally during the day. That whole where people don't eat food for an entire day going out, I think that's a big mistake.
What it does is
it puts, you know, you're starving, so you tend to binge and then, you know, your inhibitions go, so you stuff more food in your face. So, no, just eat normally all the time. And that's another thing the challenge has taught me. Yes. I eat a lot.
Yes.
You know,
sure. I eat all the time. My husband says to me, he says, my God, you eat so much food. And I go, yeah, but you look at what I eat. You know,
yes.
I've had my bloods done and I don't have high cholesterol. I'm as healthy as a 35-year-old and I'm fast 35-year-old, but I am healthy because of the way I eat. It's all fresh vegetables. I don't eat a lot of processed foods. And
no, that's the other thing, right? I don't eat processed foods, just basic, simple food.
Yeah.
And then I go out and I try to make reasonably healthy choice if I do. But if I have some ice cream for dessert every now and then, great, I enjoyed it. Next day I get to have oats for breakfast. So,
it's amazing how long, sometimes it takes so long to learn these things, but once you've learnt them, they just stick with you.
Yeah, and that's where I think I was going with the challenge, you know, mentally, like that too was an epiphany going, it's okay, it's okay. You can eat that and you know how to eat. You know what to do. Just do it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think anymore. I know how much, you know, rice I need. I know how much potato. I know what I can eat. I know that I have a piece of fruit and some nuts, and I still count my almonds. still count my almonds, you know. Yeah. And it's just, it becomes a habit. It's like exercise, as much as I enjoy it, it's also a habit. It is something I do every day. And I've learned that across the challenge as well. So every day I exercise and every day I count my almonds, or, you know, every day I eat my bar, my Maxine's bar, I've got it all sorted. So,
and I think another thing people don't take into consideration is a rest day. You know, your body needs to repair and you've got to do it.
I do that as well. I do that as well. And that's another thing, you know I keep going back to age, but I've found sometimes I just need it.
Yeah, so do I.
And I do have rest days, and then other weeks I need another one, you know, and I'll just take it. So, and do my muscles fade away?
My bloods came back and it said that I needed to have an extra rest day, so now I have to have two. So
I'll do you.
5 days now. Yeah, it just came back. My body was a little bit overstressed, and it was either not enough food or it was taking an extra rest day. So I definitely eat enough food. So have another rest day, and my body's just, there's been changes, as in a lot more energy and being able to lift heavier and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's no negatives about it. Just, I feel heaps better.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because I'm booked in to have my bloods done soon, so I'll be interested in seeing that. But one thing I also have noticed from doing the challenge and having regular body scans is that my bone density has actually, what did she say? I think it's increased a little bit.
Yeah.
It increased a little bit, and it's really good for my age.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, another thing people tend to do is they stay on the scales every single day.
I don't do scales.
Get that out of my head. Took years and years to get rid of that.
But I don't anymore. No. What I is actually going back to, I look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
I can see
how clothes fit.
And, yeah, exactly. If my pants feel a bit snug, I go, time to just rein it in a little bit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what you do learn in the challenge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like I said, I was going to the gym, but I really didn't understand what I was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that certain movements would reflect in certain ways my body's performed, and I didn't understand nutrition either. And look, I'm not an expert by all means on nutrition, but I think I've figured out what works for me.
Yeah.
And what works for me is sticking to the basic Maxine's plan.
Yeah. And just add, you know, when you go out for dinner, just go out, enjoy your dinner, and then come back to your plan again.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's really basic. You know, you've got your basic plan of your food. You add your bits in, the extras that you need, and you've got your basic training. Just stick to it and you'll get the results.
Yes, exactly. And I think don't complicate it. Don't overanalyze it. You know, don't look and go, oh, I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that, or I should be here. Just let it go. Just stick to the basics, follow it, and you will be right.
Yeah. Seems too easy, but it's all true.
It is. It is easy. Initially, your first challenge, it is a bit of a shock, but kind of wake up one day and you go, it's not a shock anymore. It's my normal.
Yep. And it sticks with you. You know, it's like you said, you've been now, it's just your normal after all these years, and it's still my normal too.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have it any other way now. So.
No, I wouldn't either. I'm probably the healthiest I've been for a long, long time.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. So I can't complain at all. I feel great. Mentally, I've always been quite a strong person, but, you know, I had insecurities and, you know, issues, you know, and mentally I've sort of passed a lot of that. So and it sounds kind of weird, but being physically fit and taking care of your insides really helps up here.
Yeah.
So,
and that's confidence back in within yourself too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's all thanks to the Maxine's Challenge.
Well, it is. It is. And I am absolutely thrilled to have that. I found it. Well, absolutely thrilled with the girl who told me about it. I probably need to buy her a present, actually.
Sure, it was me. It might be me. I'll put my hand up.
Probably need to go, here, look, this is for you. Yeah. And, you know, I'm happy to continue on with the challenge next year. It's fantastic. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Something you'd tell someone wanting to join up and just unsure of whether to go ahead?
Yeah, I think for a start, just sign up. Just sign up. Try to focus on yourself. As selfish as that might be, it has to be about you. Yeah. And you have to only worry about what you're doing, not what everybody else is doing. Just focus on yourself. Don't push yourself too far initially. Just go little by little and take each day one day at a time.
Yeah.
One day at a time. Get through one day and go, you know what? I made it to the gym. I ate healthy today. I did it.
Yeah.
Start on the next day. See if you can do it again. And then just go day by day by day.
Great advice, Astrid. That's it. Thank you very much.
No worries. It's
a pleasure talking to you.
Hopefully I'll catch up with you sometime next year over in Melbourne.
Maybe not in Melbourne. You never know where we're going next year.
Yeah, we're hoping to come to Victoria a bit more.
Yes, I did actually read that as to where it might be. So, yeah.
Well, maybe we might come to South Australia.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah. That'd
be awesome. Well,
thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Astrid.
Okay, have a great day, ladies.
You too. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.